Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod. A very short, quick insert, if you like. A little placeholder, otherwise known as Matt Wandless, joins Jamie and I. This is because we're taking a couple of weeks off. I'm on holiday, and but Matt recently came on and joined us when we were talking about Rick and Morty. Matt had similar problems to me. He was finding it a little bit trudgy, a little bit difficult.
You both slated it.
Yeah, we did have a go.
I did not.
Yeah. You laid into it.
I went like worse. I went worse than like Matt. Matt was just normal grump level.
Untrue. I was quite level-handed with it, I think.
Matt wishes
you gave it a pounding.
Matt wishes to make a statement, maybe aiming at me, who still hasn't watched any more, Matthew.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I carried on from where I was. I got maybe two more into it. And in one of these, mild spoilers, but it's a cartoon and it doesn't really have a long narrative. So, you know, deal with it. they introduce this concept of there being infinite universes. Well, they don't introduce it. It exists already. But they start to really play around with it. And then you see it in like episode 5 or something where they solve a problem by going to a universe where that problem didn't happen. Right. And they basically, it's like a very blunt but very clever tool to give them entirely free license to do absolutely anything. And then they go even further than that where Rick introduces this kind of like the eventual evolution of the Google streaming thing, whatever it's called, thing you plug into your TV, where it's infinite TV from infinite places. So there is a channel on there where you could watch absolutely anything, and they basically just play with that idea for an entire episode, and they opened the floodgates for me. I was openly not roaring with laughter, but like you never do that when you're by yourself. But I was openly laughing out loud by the end of that episode, and now every episode since has just been better.
I told you. Did Jamie say?
There we go. It was about how ironic that one of my problems with it was his like burping noises, and you just said that whole thing with a throat
with
full
a frog
of
in my throat. I'm sorry. I was trying to clear it, but you know, you sprung this on me.
Yeah. And so that bothers you less now, yeah?
It doesn't happen as often. It's exactly what the guy said. In the first episode, you're like, oh my God, is this going to happen all the time?
Yeah.
And they just dial it back slightly. It's a strange choice, but like, I even found the constant little like haze of spittle around his mouth off putting in those first couple of episodes, and that's gone as well, I think.
Well, I don't. Yeah, maybe they do dial it back. I'm not sure if they dial it back or we just accept it. You know.
No, I notice it every time it happens. But
oh, do you? Right.
Yeah, really.
Even by episode two,
I don't get bothered by gross out stuff, but that bothers me for some reason.
Even by episode two, it had dropped back a bit actually. So yeah, I think they noticed. I wonder how much this box set pod really changes anybody's mind, or in the echo chamber of the universe. You see, here's a little insight into our world. If we'd have set up just an echo chamber, just a fan cast about something, we probably would get billions of downloads. And no, we wanted to give people an opportunity to actually explore something new, actually change their minds. And I'm not sure if that's really done that for anybody other than me. Because like in this moment now, I'm genuinely going to put Rick and Morty back on tonight. If we hadn't have had this conversation, I would never have pressed play.
But let's look at Matt for a second. Matt, did you not carry on with Rick and Morty partly because of the endorsements from me and Jack?
Yes and no. Because, okay. I'd already But no, you can take it, because I'd already watched 4 episodes, I think, when we did the podcast on it. And so when it came up, I went back to it, which I don't know if I would have done. And watched a couple, and I got a bit more intrigued. And then after that, went and watched a bit more. And yeah, so I think the podcast did it. Yeah. Well, I think that can be. Jamie. You can take credit for it.
Yeah. I definitely, what's it called? On Netflix, The Get Down.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was not a fan, but I did stick, I went back and watched it. Finished it after hearing some pretty strong endorsements.
Yeah.
And I actually do think it's been cancelled, I think, but I do think it's good. So
has it? There was another one that I had a big success smash with me. I can't think what it was now. There's a couple that I've watched because of this show.
Many.
Peaky Blinders. I really enjoyed that.
Right, good, yeah. Community, I'll chuck that in the bag. Community.
Parks and Rec, Howell.
Parks and Flipping Rec, one of my favourite series ever. Yeah. And I went back and watched season one, and it's awful. It's awful. No wonder we couldn't get past it. And this is why podcast is important.
Yeah, exactly. It is important. It's important to champion shows that aren't initially that good, or go through a rocky stage, or take a bit of work.
God probably thanks us for this podcast.
That's what
God probably takes our recommendations. Probably up there right now going, I'm going to try Ozark this evening.
Probably.
Amen good. To that.
Well, you're welcome, God.
You're welcome, God. please, can we start making that merchandise? You're welcome, God. Matt Wandless. I'm gonna do it. Okay, so all right, this is the beginning of a couple of weeks break. We'll see you at the end of September. It's gonna be a bit of a gap. Thank you for your commitment, and take care. Be wise. Recommend what we should be looking forward to. The autumn is on the way, and lots of great TV as well.
Walking Dead's back.
By the way, Disney and Netflix have severed ties because Disney are setting up their own doodah. Oh, that's interesting.
Really?
It's all going to go crazy. It's all kicking off.
My shares. Well, I mean, it's a good job I've got shares in both Netflix and Disney, isn't it? Otherwise, knows what would happen.
Was that good for them? Was that good for the shares to go up?
No, they went down.
Not for Netflix, no. Yeah.
But Disney went down. Disney went up, but Netflix went down.
Disney's haven't probably. God, I wish I'd
not just the box set podcast.
No, financial advice. Please don't take our advice, and if you do, it was Matt Wandless that gave you. Goodbye.
Bye.